Welcome back to another episode of Digital Dialogue. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Scott.
Today, we're really excited to introduce our new backend developer, Colin. Welcome to the Yelling Mule team.
Hi.
So we just wanted to treat this episode kind of as an intro, so people get to know you and kind of your story and how you ended up here at Yelling Mule. So I guess to start off, where did you go to school?
So I went to Johnson & Wales University. That's in Providence, Rhode Island. And my major there was graphic design, but they have two concentrations and one of them was web design. And that's, you know, kind of how I learned a lot of coding.
Awesome. Were you always into graphic design too, like in high school?
Yeah. So originally I was planning on going to school for graphic design and becoming a graphic designer. But while at school, at college, I started to learn and start coding and I don't know, I just fell in love with it.
That's awesome. Now, you recently graduated. So the majority of your senior year and then part of your junior year was affected by COVID-19. How did you make that transition? Because I'm sure you had to do online schooling and...
It was really difficult. So for the end of my junior year, it was a full trimester. So it wasn't, or I guess we had like one day of classes and then we were kicked off campus. But that trimester was really difficult because no one was planning for it. But my senior year, all the professors had all of summer to plan and, you know, kind of come up with different ways to teach their classes. So it was better, but my senior level courses were all designed to be in person and they just weren't really executed too greatly online. So that was really tough. You know, I think for my coding classes, they were fine to be online. That was, you know, it's kind of like watching YouTube tutorials. It was pretty easy. But for some of the other, because I'm a graphic design major, there was still some print stuff that I needed to finish up with. And that those classes were not that great.
Yeah, so Colin, you kind of mentioned how you got into coding and development already. So I guess we could kind of move on to, like, would you have a favorite programming language that you use, or could you just go over some of the basic stuff that you feel comfortable using?
Yeah. So I guess to actually kind of circle back to how I got started, the very first coding class I ever took, I didn't realize it was a coding class, and it was freshman year of high school. And that class was like basically like you learn Photoshop and then you learn how to display the pictures you make in a web browser. And that was basically all it was. And then, you know, actually in college learning it, you know, you learn so much more and so many different things. And the kind of the four main things that I learned from college is HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and WordPress, which runs on PHP. And I guess to say what my favorite one is, I like JavaScript the most because it's all about logic. So whereas HTML is about content, CSS is about styling, and PHP and WordPress is, you know, a way to kind of put those together and have it be easy for clients and people that don't use or don't know how to code it. PHP and WordPress is a great way to kind of combine those two. So JavaScript, it's about logic. It's about kind of solving problems. And that's what I've always liked about coding. It's just a lot of problem solving.
That's awesome. That was actually going to be my next question. What were a few aspects that you really enjoy about coding? So obviously problem solving is a big one.
Yeah, definitely problem solving. And something else that I find enjoyable about it is that it's always changing. So you're always learning. Like every year there's actually multiple times a year, there's revisions to all of them, you know, different tags are added, different styling is added. Every year you can do more and more on the web, which is really great.
Yeah, and even with flash forward now, you hear about Young Yule. Did you just see a posting on LinkedIn, or how did you hear about us?
So I saw an article a few years ago. It was when you guys won the award for Best in Boston Web Design. And then, you know, fast forward a few years and I'm looking for jobs and, you know, it popped up and I didn't remember the name at the time, which is, you know, kind of surprising. But, you know, I clicked on it and went to the website and I was like, oh my God, yeah, I do remember this. And, you know, I applied. I was like, ah, you know, we'll see what happens. And then here I am.
Yeah, Colin, that's great. That's a great story. What advice would you give someone in your position who may be a senior in college, or they might be even just starting to code later in age? What advice could you give someone like that?
I would say if you're already in college, you know, you need with coding, there's a good balance between different disciplines. You know, I think my experiences as a web developer is a bit unique compared to the majority of developers, because I learned graphic design first, then coding. And a huge part about coding is, you know, at the end of the day, you're making something visual that people are going to interact with. So if you're not working off of someone else's designs, you need to know how to make those designs. And then another thing is, so there's front-end coding and back-end, and most people specialize in one of them, but it's really important to learn a little bit of both so you can set up for the other. Like if I'm going to make a front-end design, I need to make sure it can actually be put into the back-end. So I'd say if you're in school, I'd say, you know, learn as much as you can, because you're going to, the majority of coding, you learn on the job, you learn as you get a new project. Like the first, I think I've done like three projects so far here. And, you know, I've learned how to do, you know, many new things. And I wasn't really expecting that. Then I'd also say if you're not in school, you don't need to go to school. There's a ton of amazing tutorials online. And the best way to learn it is just to do it. You know, follow tutorials, follow, you know, practice projects, make something that you're really going to be interested in. like, you know, if you want to make a website for something that you would really benefit from, make it for yourself, figure out how to do it, you know, make something that's just going to keep your attention and something you want to complete. And Stack Overflow is going to be your best friend. Any developer will tell you that.
Definitely.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us, and we're really excited to have you on the team. We'll be diving in a little bit more to some coding tips and stuff from Colin in our blog post on Thursday, so keep an eye out for that.